CBS, Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor with my colleague and co-host and friend Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Headline, Reuters. President Biden, Prime Minister Trudeau united against authoritarian regimes after China-Russia summit. We welcome Charles Burton of the McDonnell Laurier Institute, who's going to catch me up on the Chinese influence peddling and bribing and bad acting in Canada these last years, especially the most recent election. Charles, the last we spoke, there were questions being asked repeatedly about Chinese influence, about a particular players in the most recent election, including my memory as the prime minister himself. Has that investigation gone forward? What is the status of those allegations or suggested allegations? Good evening to you.
Good evening. Well, the allegations are based on documents that have been leaked by, I think, quite courageous intelligence and security officials who, you know, run the risk of many years of incarceration if they're found out to have done this, on the basis that they have been making recommendations to government with regard to Chinese malign activities and interference in Canada's democratic processes, specifically the coordination of illegal donations to political candidates and coordinated campaigns of disinformation to try and stave off the election of some candidates. And that these reports, you know, allegedly have passed over the prime minister's desk, and he has not seen fit to engage in any response. And the allegation is that this is because the Chinese electoral interference favors the Liberal Party. And one of the leaked documents said that the Chinese authorities had decided that the Liberal Party was the only political alternative that China could support because of the strong policy measures proposed by the Conservative Party to try and address Chinese malign activities in Canada. So, you know, these are very, very serious accusations. Already one provincial member of parliament has resigned, a person of Chinese origin, and most recently a member of the Liberal government in Ottawa has also resigned because it was alleged through a leaked transcript that this member of parliament had urged that the Chinese consul general relay to Beijing that they should not release Michael Culverick and Michael's favor until after the next Canadian general election, as that would favor the Liberals' interests to have them continue to be incarcerated.
Gordon, you have a question for Charles.
Charles, this is outrageous, and it shows China's pervasive control of Justin Trudeau and the Liberal Party. But the question is, will it have a political effect in the next general election?
Well, I mean, you know, these allegations are extremely serious, and, you know, they're based on leaked intelligence assessments. The question really is, what did the prime minister know and when did he know it? And on that regard, the prime minister has not been very forthcoming and is hiding behind, you know, the secrecy of the documents and making outrageous suggestions through his cabinet that, you know, any investigation of Chinese election interference, the allegations themselves are informed by racism against Canadians of Chinese origin, which, you know, most Canadians of Chinese origin are protesting against vociferously as they want to see a Foreign Agents Registry Act initiated so that we can clear the agents of Beijing out of Canada's democratic system. So, you know, that the fact that the prime minister has been so reluctant to take action to allow for a public inquiry and is engaged in a number of delaying tactics, such as appointing a special rapporteur with uncertain mandate to kind of look into the matter, suggests that to a lot of people that there's something very seriously wrong at the senior levels of the Canadian leadership. And that is why Canada has had a policy of appeasement towards Beijing and is so out of sync with the United States in terms of taking effective measures to address China's malign activities, both in our countries and internationally.
Charles, the puzzle here is that little detail about these documents were released by the intelligence services. Did I hear that correctly? Is there any precedent for that in Canada?
No, I mean, we've had no sort of Daniel Ellsbergs and such like before. This is really very, very unusual, and they're being released to two different news agencies, presumably by two different elements within the security services. But one of the leakers did publish an anonymous opinion piece in the Globe and Mail newspaper, at which he said that the reason he's taken this risk, concerned that if he gets found out and is subject to incarceration, that his family will be left at loose ends. The reason that he's taken this is because of pervasive frustration within the Canadian security and intelligence community over the government's lack of response to the very serious concerns that intelligence agencies have released about Chinese espionage and interference in the Canadian elections, that China seems to be able to function without any constraints in Canada, whereas other countries have taken some measures to try and prevent this kind of thing from happening. So, you know, it is a very serious issue, but you know it's very hard to prove these allegations, as they're all based on classified documents, and the press, who have discussed the documents, have not actually released the texts, so we can't assess them ourselves.
Gordon, you have a question.
Charles, President Biden was in Ottawa on, I guess, Thursday. What is the reaction in Canada to Biden's visit? And did the issue of Chinese influence come up at all during his visit to Ottawa?
Well, the joint statement that was released based on Mr. Biden's time, talks a lot about environment, gender rights, that kind of thing. Not much about Canada's very low rate of GNP contribution to defense. You know, we should be at 2%, and we're well below that in terms of our commitment to NATO, and really very little on Canada's collaboration with the United States on Indo-Pacific policy. When Secretary of State Blinken was in Ottawa in the fall, it was announced that there would be a Canada-U.S. strategic dialogue on the Indo-Pacific. And Mr. Biden, in his address to the Canadian Parliament, said that the first meeting of this strategic dialogue between Canada and the United States on the Indo-Pacific had taken place on March the 10th. Clearly, the United States has a lot that they want to dialogue with Canada about. And Canada has, is not showing much effective programming to try and meet the challenge of China. The United States also hoped that Canada would become more active in trying to settle the disruption in Haiti, and Canada has turned down the U.S. on that and will not be sending any military or police there of any significant contribution, but is contributing some money to this situation. So I don't think the visit was very successful. Mr. Biden didn't make a great deal of impact in Canada, I don't think. And there is continuing concern that Canada will be shut out of procurement as these kind of Buy America policies continue. And frankly, I think it's hard for Canada to gain leverage with the United States when Canada is being so non-collaborative with regard to defense and the China issue, which, as we know, in Washington is a major issue that has joined both parties in common cause.
I want to understand again these documents. This is the Canadian equivalent of the intelligence services in the U.S., like the CIA, the FBI, the DIA. Is that their credibility, the people who are releasing?
Yes, the documents have come from the Canadian Security Intelligence Service, right, which is our equivalent of the FBI, and also from the Privy Council Office Intelligence Assessment Secretariat, which is an agency that reports to the Prime Minister on intelligence that has been, compiled to see which intelligence reports suggest that there should be a policy response. And this would include intelligence reports that we share with our Five Eyes consortium members. And there has been some recent reports that the United States for some years has been expressing concern about Canada's lack of response to the threat that China poses to North American security. But, the government, again, doesn't appear to have been able to respond in any substantive way. No Chinese diplomats have been declared persona non grata. No agents of the Chinese state who don't have diplomatic cover appear to have been brought before a court of law to defend themselves against allegations of serious lawbreaking, including including illegal campaign contributions.
You anticipated my puzzlement. This means that there's the possibility that Five Eyes are apprised of these documents, not just the Canadian services. That's the
presumption. Oh, yes. The documents themselves have been shared with counterpart agencies, not just in the Five Eyes, but some of the other intelligence agencies of like-minded countries. That was written right on the documents themselves. So we know that other countries are aware of these intelligence assessments, and they are therefore aware that Canada is not responding to them.
Gordon, final matter here. Are you surprised by the scale of this?
Actually, a little bit, because I know that Justin Trudeau seems to be run by Beijing, but given the breadth of what's happened and given the boldness of Liberal Party parliamentarians in working with China, just shocks me.
Gordon Chang, at Gordon G. Chang, we thank Charles Burton and the Macdonald Laurier Institute. I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.